Yeah, we're absolutely delighted. Coming down here to Bundoran, we definitely thought it would be in for a real battle, and we got a huge bonus just before throwing when we were able to declare Michael Murphy fit to take the field, and I think he probably was the difference on the day. It's just his sheer power and presence in at full forward meant a lot to the team, you know, so it was good to get the result.
Having Michael and Neil on the field obviously makes a big difference.
It's a bit of a change, to be honest, for the year to have the two of them. Both of them, and especially Neil now, is two games under his belt and he's starting to move a lot better. Definitely, you could see it there today. It's probably a big loss to Donegal all year when you seen him out there today. But we're delighted to have him back now at the business end of the season. So it's good to have two of them, and thankfully we got the two of them through the game without any scares.
Yeah, there seems to be a telepathy between Neil and Michael.
Down through the years, even for Donegal and Glenswally, that they play well together, and it seems to be when one's missing, the other one doesn't play as well without them. So it's good to have both of them on the field, and again, we're delighted. Like it's a funny situation. Like all year, we've been struggling all year in the league, and we're putting out what a lot of people would say weaker teams. But in our opinion, it's a real changing of the guard in Glenswally at the minute. We're just chatting there just before the final whistle. Like we started five guys there who hadn't really been part of our successful years in 2011, 2013. The likes of James Gallagher coming in this year, and Paddy Black and Ryan Diver, Cahill and Chesney, Kieran Gibbons, all started today, playing big shifts, you know, and they wouldn't have been regulars in the past. And then with the likes of Kevin Marley, Ethan Sweeney, Sean Burke coming back from Australia, and Muscles big Christopher McMonagall as well, coming off the bench and you know, giving us good energy as well there. So like, we really are building for the future, and we're delighted to have made the quarter final, and but at the same time, you know, there's probably stronger panels out there, and we're really building towards it. But like, we're definitely going into the quarter final, whoever we get now, and we're going to give it everything like we did here today, and hopefully we can compress into a semi final. You know, every game these guys get in a championship experience, it's massive. You know, it's great learning curve for them. You know, they really came up stood up to the plate. You know, in the first half, we talked about it before the game that we would try and get a good start. Like we talked about it before, that we weren't good starters in the league, but again, those were the players that we're missing all year, and they really bring the rest of the guys on with them. Now we're just delighted to get out of here with a result. We knew a 1-point victory was going to do us, but thankfully we pushed on the second half and we were able to take the like of Neil and Michael off just to save them in the last 10 minutes there. So another thing, just picking up on what Mark McHugh was saying there during the week, as regards to the league structures and the championship structures and the seeding and that. Like, I suppose we were talking about ourselves, you know, when somebody like Martin McHugh's talking about it and about club football in general. It's like, and from my heart, like it's the club means everything to me, and you want to see big crowds at games and stuff like that, and you would feel the league is probably the what matters in the league at the minute. Has probably dropped off a good bit. You can see it there in crowds and gate receipts coming in. We've often talked about it, you know. And maybe if the championship was linked back to the league, it probably would help the league a bit, because I think the introduction of the six-star games really did help it this year. It allowed the CCC to really progress the league campaign right through. But I suppose to bring it to the next level, what Martin was saying, is just link it to the league. So if you finish top four, you go into a pool, and the next four goes into the next pool. But I feel that probably if you had a senior league where maybe the 16 senior teams go into a league on their own for the year, how many intermediate league teams go into their intermediate league, and so on. And that allows your Division 2 teams then to fight to get into the top pool, and allows your Division 2 teams to fight to go into the second pool, where at the minute they wouldn't be allowed that. It also would bring an extra three games off your calendar, which would mean now if you're running off your championship, your league is finished. Because what's happening now, ourselves, we're fighting for relegation, and we have three big, massive games coming up now. And the problem is, you've got the likes of the bigger teams now with the bigger panels who are safe in the league. They can now take their foot off the league and really concentrate on championship. And there's probably, you're chatting maybe someone who's fighting against relegation, who's maybe going to play one of those teams now, and they have nothing to really fight for. So there's going to be a little bit of a disadvantage there from our point of view. But listen, at the same time, like, club football means the world, and it's great to be in a quarter final now at this stage. Yeah. We're in the winners' pot. I think it was Dunlow got over the line. Yeah,
Dunlow just got over the line. Mm-hmm. They were lucky.
There's a real battle over there, from what I heard. Yeah, we're delighted. Like, to be honest, we topped our group last year too, and it didn't make any difference. We went out in the quarter final stage, but listen, we're in the pot, and we're only looking at the next game, and hopefully
St Junan's maybe
again. Yeah, a rerun of the quarter final of last year. Yeah, sure, why not? It'll be one for the neutrals anyway again. So listen, we'll definitely prepare the same way we'll prepare at every game, and